Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good morning, and welcome to NABWIC Talks. I'm your host, Jada Williams, and it gives me great pleasure to be here this morning with you all. Just like the commercial just mentioned, I have to ask you to please follow, like, and share on all your different social media platforms that you are hanging out with NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, or head over to our website at www.nabwic.org and engage with us. Yes, we have a whole calendar up where you can find out our latest activities and events and definitely the committees that you can volunteer with. And, of course, most important, do not forget to click that Join Now button. It is really that easy. Join now, become one of our newest members, and get your red shirt. We cannot wait to see you at our next upcoming event nationally or in your local area. So this morning in the studio, I have with me, of course, Ms. Ursula Odom, helping everyone with their book writing process, and Ms. Jackie Perry of JP and Associates, and we know Ms. Ann, our master builder, the founder of NABWIC, is out there waving the NABWIC flag. But I know that Ms. Ursula Odom has some quick words of wisdom that she would love to share from her experiences in history.
Well,
good
morning, Jada. This is a wonderful day, and I'm excited about our guests and hearing about small business and construction. You know, we all start out small, but the goal is to become big and powerful and impactful. So this should be an interesting conversation today. And once this is all done, record the information so you can pass it on to the next generation with legacy walls or books or even live performances about what you have done, because you'll be just that big. Thank you, Jada.
Yes, yes, indeed. We are creating the lives that we want to live and making history, as our founder loves to say, every day, just being us in NABWIC world. So with that being said, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back and talk with our special guest, Justina Hicklin, one of NABWIC's newest members, after this quick commercial break.
Hi, my name is Sabrina Miller. I am the owner of MDI General Contracting in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm a new member of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and I'm excited to celebrate women in the construction industry. I'm most proud about NABWIC's ability to have intertwined itself in the legislative process, which affects all women, and particularly black women in the construction industry, and I'm happy to be a part of that process and help to grow NABWIC's reach in the Pennsylvania area. My name is Sabrina Miller. Please join me in celebrating women in construction.
Yes, indeed, we are celebrating women in construction all year long, but as well, we want you to know that we are for everyone. We are an organization built on teamwork. We collaborate to dominate. So we are not excluding anyone. So, yes, join and come to NABWIC. So this morning, NABWIC talks with special guest, new member Justina Hicklin, as we explore small businesses and construction and entrepreneurship. Welcome to NABWIC Talks, Justina. How are you?
Good morning, Jada. Thank you. I'm great. I'm very well this morning.
Beautiful, beautiful. I also know from being a little stalkerish that you are the owner of the Valorant Group, Inc. What is that all about? Share.
So I'm not the actual owner of the Valorant Group, but I play a big role in our business development in the South Florida region. And that's a recent role that I've been able to assume for the company. But I've been working actively doing community outreach for the company. And so, like I said, this new recent role of business development is something that I've kind of come into my own in the last couple months for the Valerian Group.
Okay, wow. Well, thank you. So how is it that you came to do pretty much what you're doing today? How is it that you came to be positioned in this new role?
Well, to be honest, I've been in construction now for about 11 years, a little bit over 11 years, and I've always done the public engagement and the community outreach side of construction. And as I grew with the first company that I used to work with, started to get introduced to different areas like compliance and business development, but just a little bit exposure to those things. So honestly, the opportunity came about with someone else growing in a different direction in the company, and I was here with that skill set and able to assume it. And since I've been in that role, that I've just hit the ground running with whatever's required for business development here.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So if you want to engage and join the conversation, do not be shy. Press 1 on your phones if you're listening by phone, and we will definitely pull you in the studio. If you are listening by app or on your phone because you're at work or anything of those nature, please just hit us up under our different social media comments, and we will make sure that we get your question in or your comment in. So, Ms. Justina, with doing the community outreach and being involved and getting and exploring and growing to opening up your wheelhouse to compliance and all the other different parts in construction that we may not think about, how did you open up your mind to pivot and move into these different roles?
To be honest, I've always been in communications. That was my background. Initially, wanted to actually be a news broadcaster, but after finished school and getting a lot of exposure to that field with internships, I just decided that I wanted to try to explore a new area. So I initially worked for Verizon Telecom, which is originally Ma Bell, the telephone company, and I relocated to Florida, and I kind of had my mind just set on, okay, what I thought communications was. And I wind up actually taking a temp position when I first moved, and that was 13 years ago. I took a temp position at a company that, you know, said that they were doing outreach. And when I went in, again, it began as just doing community outreach for some of these projects, but it segued into other things because this other company did so many different things. And some of the skill set actually was self-taught because as different project opportunities came on, we would review, and it's like, you know, hey, could we do this? I'm like, yeah, you know, we can do this. I was excited. Like, I owned the company at that time, and we just started taking on different things and kind of grew and developed that way. But that flexibility started when I first came here. So now I'm not close to anything that is involved in construction, and I kind of eat, sleep, breathe, talk construction all the time. So I'm just at this point not closed off to anything that our industry will expose me to or provide me the opportunity to learn. When I'm out in the field, you know, I'm sometimes asking if I can get in the trench when the road is open. Like, I'm very into our industry and wanting to learn it from a perspective to be able to speak articulately enough to anyone that may have questions or want to know something and not just be there in a admin role, but really understand the technical aspects of whatever project I'm involved in.
Yes, indeed. And you can definitely hear your passion and love for what it is that you're doing. And with that being said, what does the day-to-day look like for Justina in compliance or doing community outreach?
Well, right now I'm basically doing public involvement for some design work for transportation. But then again, as I said, I'm playing a more active role in business development. So I've been getting to write a lot more, which is a little more of my original passion coming into the communications field. So I've been able to start to learn how to write a really good, you know, community awareness plan, public involvement plan. So now I'm really kind of getting into the weeds of being able to articulate even more, but on a different platform because it's all written. And for people who are not really familiar with those documents, they're pretty long documents, which is like the very beginning of a project that goes hand in hand with the design plans for a project. And so day to day, I'm either working on some aspect of the design world for public involvement or just getting some type of new role for business development. And sometimes it's random because sometimes we already have projects that we bid and, you know, I might get a call this week and say, hey, we're going into interview tomorrow. And I quickly look at the scope of the project, review that information, study it a little bit, and be prepared to go to whether it's the state, municipality, the county, to go and be able to present and be articulate about that particular community or the stakeholders on those projects. So it's kind of exciting because I have to stay on my toes. My day isn't always exactly as I think it's going to be planned out. You know, work kind of comes. Kind of flows, it ebbs and it flows, or I'll have to stop something and move over to another task and reprioritize throughout my day.
Yes, indeed. It sounds like you are definitely a trailblazer, but being a woman that does so much and always on the go, and you are excellent in your skill, I just want to make sure that our listeners are catching these nuggets. Yes, if you don't have your pen and notebook, I don't know what you're waiting on, but I picked up on some of the things that Justina just mentioned that she does is also a part of the bid process. You know, when you are getting these packets, you want to review the package, study the scope, put a plan together so you can be well prepared when you're going in for that interview or to represent or present your bid. So don't let that fly over your head lightly because all of us are in different places in our careers and in our construction business. So thank you so much, Justina, for even glazing over that. Love it, love it, love it. So you take your time and you go through your work thoroughly. Do you think that paying attention to details has helped you elevate your career?
I'm more than sure that it does because, unfortunately, also in our industry, it's kind of discriminative. A lot of times when I am, you know, in progress meetings in different teams, they're not as diverse on the projects that I work on. So I pride myself on being knowledgeable, even though it's not always required, depending on what role I'm playing. But I know that it makes a great difference, especially knowing your stakeholders, knowing your community, understanding, you know, what that particular municipality does, doesn't do, their ordinances. All of that makes a difference because you have some communities that are a little more outspoken and more knowledgeable about what we do. So if I'm going out and I don't know anything about the project and a resident, for example, knows more about my project than me, that's not going to help me. So I do find that when I begin to speak about projects and my knowledge overall of construction, people are more at ease and more willing to trust me even without knowing me. Even if they just met me, when I'm able to articulate that specific project and talk about, you know, even from my point of view, a better way or a better angle for us to handle certain things, I find that you can kind of see that veil of distrust or that hesitance kind of drop once I begin to speak. So I definitely think it has been an advantage with me being knowledgeable about what I do and what's going on in the project itself.
Yes, indeed. You come across as the trusted advisor, allowing your clients to, you know, drop their shoulders down just a little bit until they get to know you and your work ethic a little bit better. With that being said, what type of clients are you attracted to, are you going after for Valerian Group?
Well, we primarily have FDOT as a client throughout Florida. Our parent company is actually in Tampa, so we actually work out of several district offices. Again, I'm here in South Florida, so I typically have worked from the District 4 office, which is Broward, Palm Beach, and Treasure Coast. So our company is very, very knowledgeable and has a lot of experience in terms of FDOT contracts. But honestly, I do enjoy a lot of the county work that we do. And the reason for me and why I enjoy county work a little bit more is because you have a little bit more space to be creative. And the client tends to be a little more receptive to changing certain things. But with FDOT, it's kind of scripted, obviously, because it's a big state agency. So you kind of are very templated and scripted on the things that you have to do. But with the county work that we do, you can be a lot more creative, and it's just, you know, one level down from the state in terms of project size and cost. So I would say for me, the county work is something that I really enjoy doing, and I'm really starting to like public involvement. I had always done it interchangeably, but with this particular company, I started out with community outreach only, and I segued into public involvement, and I kind of like being at that start of a project versus being on the active part of it already, where decisions have already been made. But, you know, at least on the design side, it's subject to change.
Yes, indeed. Getting in on the project as early as you can, as it is being developed, always is appeasing there. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back and speak more with Justina Hicklin on NABWIC Talk.
I'm ready. Are you ready? The time is now to amplify your life and create your signature book. And what better time than this weekend to start moving towards your dreams? You will be amazed at how much you can get done in one weekend if you only knew what to do. Your book journey is waiting for you, so take the first step. Purchase the book, then connect with Ursula Oldham, your book coach at Sula 2 Publishing. Ursula10K.com, E-R-S-U-L-A-10K.com.
Yes, yes, we are back like we never left. You are listening in to NABWIC Talks with our special guest, new member, Justina Hicklin of the Valerian Group, Inc., and she is one of our newest members out of the South Florida chapter or area. So welcome back, Justina.
Thank you. Thank you, Jada.
Yes, indeed. I'm so excited to have you on this morning because we speak the same language with doing communications and outreach, and you already know the spirit of the leader is the spirit of the group. So being that I am a marketing and communications chair alongside Ms. Jackie Perry, that you know, we're going to have to do some recruiting with your sister, get you in on this national committee. But yes, yes. So how did you even come about hearing and learning about NABWIC and then wanting to become one of our members?
To be quite honest, this was a very exciting day for me. I think I told everybody I knew about that experience. I actually was in the city of West Palm Beach going for a project, and Miss Ann was a part of the project, and she was going to be on the public involvement side, and I was going to be on the community outreach side of a project. And when we were exiting the building, I saw Miss Ann beaming with her beautiful smile that she always has. And I decided to sit next to her. I heard of Miss Ann. I had heard of her a lot, Miss Ann McNeil. But I just went and I sat next to her. And I was wondering if she remembered me because with my initial employer here in South Florida, she was actually a member of NABWIC at one point. And we sat and we started talking. And she said, you know, you should join NABWIC. And I'm like, NABWIC. And I was trying to remember. And then she started talking, and then, like I said, her face is very memorable with her red. And I was like, no, I said, I know who you are, Miss Ann. And we started talking, and honestly, that day, I think you guys had a meeting. I believe it was a Wednesday, and she said, you should tune in. You should tune in tonight. She gave me the information. She actually gave me a list of every meeting that NABWIC has and what was coming up. And when I logged on, I liked what I heard. I liked this network of Black excellence that I heard flowing as I'm sitting there listening, even though you guys were just having a meeting, pretty much, you know, talking about administrative things. It was a world that, again, on my specific conscience that I've had, it's not been a lot of diversity. But seeing that there is a very large group of us with the same idea, the same movement in construction was just overwhelmingly exciting to me. I think I went in and did my membership, if not that night, I think it was like the next day. And I was so excited to be able to become a member of NABWIC because, like I said, for me, it did all begin as communication, but I literally love construction. It's just become a part of who I am. And I don't know exactly where it's going to take me, but I know that I'm going to go very far in our industry because I don't want to just be here where I'm at. I want to learn more. I want to discover more in the realm of communications and what I can do to offer our industry and train up new people, you know, in this industry that are knowledgeable and not just following directions because there's a difference.
Yes, yes, yes. I love it, love it, love it. You can definitely continuously hear your passion and the energy is all the way up on this morning's podcast radio show. And with that, you know, you had those magic words flowing, and Miss Ann McNeil, the master builder, is waving her NABWIC flag, jumping out of her seat. Good morning, Miss Ann. How are you, beautiful?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Jada, I tell you all the time, if I were any better, Jada, I would be you. And I'm very excited this morning. I'm very excited this morning to hear Justina sharing how we met second time. But also just reminding me, and good morning, Justina. Thank you for the kind words.
Good morning.
You're reminding me of the benefits and value that we add as an organization, just being in existence and being available for all women to have a place to go to connect in the spirit. I call us sisters in the spirit, right? But in the spirit, in this industry, because we have so many things in common, and NABWIC affords us an opportunity to share those things. So I'd like to have you, if you don't mind, if you can just share with the audience a particular point in your career that, that was like a dividing line for you to help you know for sure that this industry was for you. Can you just share a particular, you know, situation or instance you came to a point, you got to a point in your business and career where you knew, you know what, I really want to focus on this particular industry?
So it would have been my first time in the field because when I started, like I said, I started as a temp. I was new in South Florida, and I only got to see the paperwork side. I was doing a lot of compliance work. I was reading a lot of things, but I was just in the office assisting the actual staff that was going out and going to progress meetings and interacting with everyone. I had gone to a couple of progress meetings, which we all know are not that exciting. It's kind of a little boring. You're just waiting for your turn to speak. But the first time I went out into the field on an infrastructure project and the road was completely opened up, I don't know why. I cannot explain it because I know that construction would not get most people excited. But I'm like, I want to be out here. Like, I want to learn to match up what I'm seeing on paper with what's actually out here in the field. And that was the first time that I got really excited and decided this is what I'm going to do. Like, I lived for the opportunity to be sent out in the field. I'm like, no, I'll take that project because nobody wants to be in the Florida sun. Nobody wants to be outside, especially when you're in business clothes and you're transitioning back and forth from inside the office and outside. But that's how I learned. That's how I learned class of pipe. That's how I learned you know, the depth for the trench and the different things that are required once you get underground, because it's totally different when you're just looking at paper plans when you actually open the ground up. So for me, that was my turning point, because even now with a new project, even if I'm not required to go in the field, I take the time to drive to see that project visually with my eyes. I want to see the neighborhood. I want to see the work. I want to see the staging area. I want to see everything so that when someone calls, I can kind of imagine what they're experiencing based on how I know that project is set up. And the only way to do that is to really know what's going on in the field.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. And Ms. Ann, I know that you are staying busy out there. So
thank you, Jada. Thank you, ladies. Thank you both. Thank you both. I'll go back on mute. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Yes, of course. And Ms. Ann, don't stay on mute. Continue to chime in this morning's conversation. The audience loves, loves, loves when you speak. The hearts on our different stories go up and the fire emojis. So everyone knows who our founder is when her voice comes on. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So, Justina, you've shared an amazing story about how you come to be in communications, and you love the public engagement part of it and the beautiful backline story of how you became one of our newest members. So what is on the horizon for Justina? What is next?
Well, I'm actually next week, I get to go to our corporate office in Tampa, and I'll be working the entire week with the owner of our company to get some more exposure to areas of the company that I don't currently have exposure to. So we'll be doing some hand-in-hand training. They've already actually assigned me to an interview in Tampa. So I'm going to need to look and kind of get myself acquainted with that project area actually this week. So, because I'm not familiar with Tampa, but they trust me enough to actually go and, you know, represent the project. Again, some people just look at construction as, oh, it's this, but we know, you know, once you're actually in the industry, that it's sometimes very specific to the areas or the communities in which we serve. So that's really exciting for me, because I don't know what's going to develop from that, but I know right now it is her mission to groom me to understand more and to see the business from the inside and not just the outside as an employee. So I'm really excited about this opportunity to go to that corporate office next week.
Absolutely.
And I will keep you guys updated on what happens.
Yes, indeed.
And
it's absolutely amazing.
This is Ursula, so maybe we can have lunch next week. I'm in Tampa.
Okay. Well, we shall do that.
Yes, indeed. I was just about to say that is Hillsborough County, Justina, and we have a lot of members up there. Actually, that Northwest Tampa area is one of our oldest areas that we have going for the long time under NABWIC. So we definitely have some sisters, I know, and brothers that cannot wait to get connected with you, that you could always rub elbows with there as well. So it sounds like the company is investing in you, and you do have the opportunity to continue to grow and glow, and that is what we are all looking for.
That's been a major blessing. Like, I consider it to be a blessing. I definitely don't contribute it all to talent. I definitely know that, you know, someone is looking out for me and guiding this path along the way.
Yes, indeed. And Ms. Ursula is the connect. Let me tell you, she runs Tampa. Don't let her fool you. Yes, yes. So, Justina, we are at the top of the hour. First, I just want to ask you, for the younger females or the individuals that are a little newer to their business, getting it started, or younger in their careers, what piece of advice would you give them?
Don't be afraid to humble yourself and learn. Obviously, our roles require a formal education. We all have it. All the engineers that we meet, you know, most of the people sitting around the table at the progress meeting, that's required. but that's all it is. It's just a requirement. Be hungry to learn and really understand what you're doing, because to me, that's what will take them the farthest, is understanding what they're doing and not just doing it to say that this is a job. Because as you already said earlier, this it really is a movement, and it's a lot of money in our industry. But if you're not great at what you do, you'll never get to a point where you even understand that, because you become a sought-after person when you are very knowledgeable. Everyone wants to, you know, rub a little bit on that knowledge and know that you can represent them blindly so that they can continue to be able to grow their businesses. But if you are not competent and you require a lot of management, a lot of times you don't last long, because the employers in this industry are always looking for someone independent so that they can focus on their business development and expanding and not having to be, you know, in the field or on, you know, a level where they're so involved in projects. So I would definitely say be willing to be humble and learn and listen and do a lot of observation, because I know that's how I was able to grow, and I never saw myself doing what I'm doing and being excited about it. Like, no one could have ever told me that I would have been excited about working in the construction industry, but I am.
I love it, love it, love your energy. In South Florida, I know that we are having our, oh my gosh, Justina, you have me so excited, and I was so ready to get back into the conversation, and then the Master Builder popped up in it. I forgot to do our NABWIC news. You can absolutely use. So I'm going to take executive privilege, because I am one of the producers on the show with Ms. Jackie Perry. I'm going to do the NABWIC news. You can absolutely use real quick before I get all the shots at me on Instagram. Listen, the South Florida chapter, we are having our monthly meeting this Saturday. Please join us. The meetings usually start about 11:30, and our president, Ms. Shamel Mattis, does have special speakers and guests lined up for you. So be on point. All our committees, please have your reports and be ready. Do not follow my lead. This is one of those points this man's going to get me, but do as I say, not as I do. I do. And also in Northeast Florida, they are having their lunch and learn meetings. Ms. Jackie is keeping us your NABWIC emails filled that comes out, your updates for what's going on in NABWIC world every Monday. And then she follows up about Friday with NABWIC news that you could absolutely use through your emails. And don't forget, the newsletter is out there. So on the national stage, we are all gearing up for September to go to our mid-year meetings in Washington, D.C., what we call the CBC. So it is the Congressional Black Caucus meetings that take place. NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, we show up and show out every year, connecting you. We are the voice of Black women in construction, but not just Black women in construction. So we get you in the room and the seat at the table with the individuals that you need to meet to grow your business. So you definitely want to check us out on Eventbrite, because we're usually there for about 3 days. We have our reception, we have our NABWIC meetings, and then we have our board meetings. This is a very important time in our NABWIC world in the year. And also, don't forget, we have been charged by the Legislative Committee, our chairs over there. We are all supposed to be getting our businesses aligned, and deadline is September to have all of your paperwork in so we can get this money that the government is passing out. So hopefully, Ms. Ann, under the NABWIC umbrella, will have more than just 2 or 3 millionaires. It will be, I want about 50%, but, you know, it's all in what you are going to do for your business. So we are creating the space for you to live the life that you want to live in your career, in your business, and at home. So, Justina, thank you for letting me take that quick commercial break on NABWIC News that you can absolutely use before I get fired. Moving right along. So, like I was about to say, we are at the top of the hour. Are you ready for the hard questions?
I don't know, Jada. Let me see. I hope I don't have to dodge any.
Girl, I know you are more than ready with your communications background. You are already going to be on the radio or TV in your plan. So,
thank you. Thank you for speaking that into existence, because, you know, we can still do that in construction. You just kind of gave me a little idea, too. Thank you.
Okay. Did you not hear me? I'm on the radio. We on the radio now. They
I hear you.
They see us. Yes, ma'am. Speak it in to flourish. We manifesting that. So what is it that you read to keep you motivated and going? What are you currently reading? Do you have time to read anything outside of plans?
You know, I'm not reading books as fast as I used to, but yes. I'm reading a book called The Other Wes Moore, and the author, his name is Wes Moore. It's a very interesting book about two gentlemen with this same name, and they are both from my hometown, Maryland, and for anybody that is in Maryland right now, Wes Moore is actually running for governor. So,
wow.
It's an interesting story about two black males, one whose life ended him in jail, and the other who is out and free and doing very well. It's a contrast back and forth between their lives, and the one who actually wrote the book, very well educated, very resourceful, had a lot going for himself, but he constantly pointed out that his life could have ended up the same way as the other, with the same exact name, same spelling, everything. The gentleman who ended up in jail was in the Baltimore, Maryland area, and the other gentleman was in the Southern Maryland area, which I was born in Baltimore but raised in Southern Maryland. So it's very interesting. A friend of mine actually referred that book over to me. So shout out to Nicole. She suggested this book for me, and it is a really good book. And if I was home, I probably would be voting for Wes for governor, because he kind of draws you in to his story. So that's what I'm currently reading. And I have a couple spiritual books that I'm in and out of, not just to sit and read through, but I kind of go in and flip through and pull some things out for my daily going, because I have to be spiritually grounded before I do anything else on my day.
Now, say that again. Now, that's a special tip that we can repeat again. You have to be what before you go out the door and face
spiritually
the world?
Spiritually grounded before I get into my day. I have to be armed. I got to be armed spiritually first. That comes first before anything else.
That is music to our ears, because, you know, when I first came into NABWIC many moons ago, I won't say when, but Miss Ann had me getting up at 4 a.m. for meetings. I'm like, what are we doing it for? What could you possibly be doing at 4 a.m. in the morning? And to this day now, I am turning over. I start moving about 4, 4:30. I could go to bed at 3. It doesn't matter. I'm moving and turning over. Thanks to Miss Ann, because she is a trooper and a believer of waking up early and getting your manifestation or your self-care in. And a lot of us, we know these things, and you go through these actions, you wake up, you say your prayers, and you get out. But sometimes we just need a little bit more time to yourself, because throughout the day we are just on the go. So thank you for saying that. You
and I actually
have
to give Nicole shout out for that as well. Miss Nicole McCray, she's actually my prayer partner. We start every morning out together, early a.m., every morning.
Beautiful. And you are such a resilient leader. You have your support and accountability partner there, Miss Nicole. We love you. You can also become a new NABWIC member. We build up your career and your life as well. So, you know, anybody that is a family and friend of our members, you are more than welcome. We invite you to join us, because construction touches everything.
Well, I will say for her, she's listening. And her school right now, I think, is under construction. She's a principal in D.C., and she actually recently started asking me questions about construction. So, Nicole, if you're listening, go ahead and get that done.
Yes, and D.C. members, if you're listening, you need to figure out where this school is that Ms. Nicole has so you can get on that project. Post-construction, whatever it is, we have the team for you, Ms. Nicole. So, Justina, what is your, you know, your last comment or words of wisdom that you would like to leave with the listeners this morning?
This is something that I actually say daily because I have to remind myself. And I say that it may be hard, but it is not impossible. So just because something poses a challenge, don't let that discourage you or dismay you from approaching it, because it's worth getting. It may not feel like it when you're going through and when you're being processed. But once you are processed and you realize that it didn't kill you and you're still standing, that's when you realize it was only a challenge, not impossible.
Yes, sir. It's nothing to a giant. You got this. I love it. I love it. I love it. So, listen, this has been an absolutely amazing interview on NABWIC Talks with Ms. Justina Hicklin out of the Falarian Group, Inc. If you want to be one of our next guests or would like to sponsor a commercial or have a commercial made or sponsor the NABWIC News that you could absolutely use, hit us up, Ms. Jackie Berry or myself, at the marketing email. That is marketing@nabwic.com, or call me directly at 786-702-1005. This has been an absolutely amazing NABWIC Talks. We can't wait to see you again next Wednesday morning, every Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m. Until then, this has been NABWIC Talks.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.